Can you just take us through that scrum from your perspective?
Yeah, I didn't see what originally happened. I think something happened between Charlie and one of those guys, and then it just became kind of a team thing, sticking up for each other, and everyone kind of partnered up and just went from there.
Before that, did you give your team a little bit of a spark just by kind of raising the temperature a little bit?
We're always trying to provide energy. It's always been my game a little bit. It felt like we contributed on the score sheet, and we just had to round out our game a little bit, and so we gave up probably some chances that we shouldn't have tonight. And obviously they're a very, very skilled group, and they capitalize on them. So we're just trying to find ways to get energy and get back into this game. And fortunately enough, our first line came through for us.
And what does it say about this team? You're down two goals with about 10 to go, and you find a way to crawl back into it. A, what does it say about you? B, how can you use that moving forward?
Well, it's resiliency. Obviously, we're in fight of our lives here for playoffs. It's disappointing that we didn't get that extra point, but again, we found a way to get back and at least send it to overtime and keep climbing. So, like you said, it says a lot about our group and the resiliency in here. I think we can clean up a couple of things, but overall, really good effort by our group to get back into it.
Did it feel like you guys had them on the ropes right when that whole flying ball type thing started?
Yeah, it was a big momentum swing for sure. Again, I credit our first line for it. They came up huge when we needed them. And then the whole team kind of came through. And obviously their goalie made some big saves at key moments, and so did ours. And when it goes to overtime, it's kind of a crapshoot. You never know which way it's going to go. So, again, disappointing that we didn't get the job done on the comeback. But it's a good thing we got it to overtime and got a point. We keep climbing.
Matthew, we've asked you a lot of times this year about giving up goals, giving up leads late. How good is it confidence-wise to maybe feel like you guys can steal some points like that late in the game?
Yeah, the wording on the bench stayed the same. We felt like we could come back. Our chances were there. We felt like we were playing well enough to score more goals. We found a way to send it to overtime, like I said. But, whatever the game throws at us, we're comfortable playing that. And like I said, it's just a little disappointing we didn't get it done, but I thought our group stayed with it and figured out a way to get back into it.
Did you get an explanation for why you were ejected?
No, I didn't get an explanation. I don't think I needed one. I know when you're the second fight on the same scrum or whatever, you're out of the game, but it's okay. I don't have anything against it.
No regrets?
Nope.
Gordon, you're right in the middle of that offense, so you probably don't get to kind of, you probably zoned out as well, getting that. But is that about as loud as you've heard building before during that?
Yeah, the whole night was very electric. Like, we went down 4-2 and we came back into it. That was, when we made it 4-4, that was really, really loud. Like you said, I kind of didn't have time to pay attention to it, but... It's fun to get the fans into it, that's for sure.
Gordon. Working on Severson's rights, have you helped him with his rights at all?
I got to watch it. I haven't seen it. I don't know if you noticed, I was a little busy. So I didn't get a chance to see it, but I'm sure he did great. I've seen him fight a couple times, and he knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Speaking of that, Gordie Howe, for both of you guys, would you have ever guessed Severson would be the guy to get one with you?
Doesn't surprise me. I think any one of my teammates could pull that off. We have a tight group in here that stays together in these moments, and speaks a lot to the character in this room. So, very happy for him.
Thanks, Ollie. Thanks.